Virtuous Optimus Podcast is a registered trademark of Virtuous Optimus LLC. Music copyright to respective artists. Copyright disclaimer under Section 107 of the Copyright Act of 1976. Allowance is made for a fair use for purposes such as criticism, comment, news, reporting, teaching, scholarship, education, and research. All other material 2017. 2020 by Virtuous Optimus LLC. All rights reserved for personal use only.
You know,
we don't versus the voice chat. You forgot to tell everyone what tonight's episode is about.
Now tuned in to Virtuous Optimus Podcast with your soul sister Chaz. It is a Friday night, and I am gonna call one of my soul sisters, Maya Regine, to come and have a vent session with me tonight. So we're gonna dial Maya and we're gonna get her on the line.
Hello.
Maya, my loved one, how are you?
Hey, Chess, how are you? I'm good.
I am good. I really appreciate you being on Virtuous Optimus Podcast with me tonight. And obviously, you are special. You are one of Virtuous Optimus Podcast and just Virtuous Optimus in general, hugest supporters. So I always want to let you know how much I appreciate you. And you've made a huge difference in a Virtuous Optimist. So thank you so much.
Of course, anytime. I love you too, boo.
All right. So what I want to do to jump off our vent session tonight, I want to do a What His Hair Do icebreaker segment.
Okay.
So what I'm going to do is just like What Her Hair Do with the brothers. I'm gonna throw out some hairstyles of men, and you tell me, either you could tell me what type of personality that this person has based on their hairstyle, or you could tell me the first thing that comes to mind when you see your brother with this hairstyle.
Okay.
All right, so we're gonna freestyle it. Let's start off with the bald head with the goatee joint. Like, what are your thoughts on that?
Oh my God, so one of my friends, he's actually bald headed and has a goatee. So I think of, can I say his name? I think of Kendrick.
Okay, peace to Kendrick.
His personality real, I don't even know. Kendrick works out, and so the swollest thing on his body is his arms. So he walk around like the SpongeBob inflatable man. So I think of like... I think of like gym heads or dads, you know, those dads that spoil their kids. They always bald headed. So
okay.
That's what comes to mind.
I can dig that. I can dig that. And I think, and I'll answer some of these too. This is the first time that we're doing this, so we could just play with it. But I feel like when I see a brother with bald head and a goatee type of joint, usually it's the older brother and he got the salt and pepper joint going on, and it's like super, super attractive to me. And if he's like brown skin and he got the bald head and the salt and pepper goatee mustache situation going on, I just love that. I love that. I've never dated anybody like that, but I've had older men that look like that approach me. But I don't know, it's something about older brothers that I'm just like, yo, like, I can't build with you. Like, you've done your life, you know, like, you know, you ain't where I'm at. But I admire it though.
It take confidence. I just imagine some of them like stressed out, like, did you choose to go bald? Were you balding?
Well, some people, what happened? Most men, they, you know, their hairline starts to recede, and that's usually why they go bald.
Yeah.
But I love that shit. I love it. I love the bald joint. I can't front. I love it. I love it. So let's see what's next. So what are your thoughts on a brother with locks?
I love locks. They dangerous. They real dangerous. They real sexy and they enticing. They just make me want to become another person. They bring it about you. Dreads, they trouble. They're trouble. Well-kept dreads at that. Like, I love a man who has dreads and he takes care of his hair. Like, he's always getting a fresh twist. Even if it's not a fresh twist, just keeping his hair washed, smelling good. Especially the brothers who took time and, like, put the years into it and their length is really long. I really, really, I love that. I love it. I feel like I'm with Tarzan or something. So,
Tarzan, wow. Okay, all right. I can dig that. I can dig that. If I were to say what type of locks I would most be attracted to on a brother, it would be like the messy shit. Just like, just raw with it, you know? And not, because for me, I feel like men have the opportunity to be raw with it because they don't have to be as clean cut as women.
Lil Wayne dreads raw, or
his shit look mangled. not Wayne locks, but you know, like, I don't really care for neat locks on men, because really neat locks on men, that means that this person is, I feel like, is a pretty boy. I don't know. I feel like that.
Yeah.
But I love it. You know, I love the locks just generally, but I feel like if I were to go for somebody with locks, like, it would be like, his shit be nappy sometimes, you know, like, or he wrap it up and stuff. I don't know. I dig the locks though. I dig the locks on brothers. And actually, one of the brothers whose locks influenced me and inspired me to want to grow locks and to grow really long locks is Damian Junior Gong Marley.
Oh yes.
I don't know if you've ever seen his locks, but his locks are to his feet.
Yes, I've seen him.
And he's like 6 foot something.
Yes.
So that's really cool to see.
That's dedication.
It really is. It's dedication and it's a testament to the journey.
One of my friends, he's growing dreads and I think he's been growing them for 10 years. And he just says it teaches you patience and you really just learn to appreciate small progress. So I appreciate that part of it too. It's like, that's really dope because, you know, my experience with hair growth, if your hair don't grow at a certain pace, you feel defeated. With that hairstyle, you have to just learn how to be cool with the flow of things.
Thoughts when you see a brother with a mohawk?
Midlife crisis.
Okay, elaborate, please.
Okay, when I picture the mohawk, I'm picturing black men. And generally, the mohawk, if it's not a kid, it's about 30-year-old man who still think he's young, trying to stay hip. And I'm just not with it. My dad had a mohawk at one point, so that probably that's a strong no.
Okay, I can dig that. I don't really dig the mohawk. Honestly, I don't really dig the mohawk either. When I see mohawks, I feel like it reminds me of college, like college football.
Girl, yes.
And going to the football games or the parties and, you know, the tailgates and all that. And most of the football players who are usually the popular dudes, yeah, they got mohawks, you know.
Real Derwin Davis.
Yeah, exactly. That part. Exactly. So I don't really dig the mohawk, though. But again, you know, it just depends on who that person is. Because if the love of my life grew a mohawk, I would still love him, you know. So it would just be like, I don't really like that, though.
But all right, that's what you on today, babe. Okay.
Exactly. What floats your boat? Okay. All right. This is a good one. They done let the braids on TV. What are your thoughts on the cornrows?
Okay. It all has to flow because certain people can pull a look off. Like, I remember when Trey Songz first came out, I loved his braids. Like, I wanted to braid his hair, girl. I was... Yeah, I don't know. It depends on who you are and if everything matches. Because, I don't know, the braids look on certain people. Girl, you know what? Who had the real good braid look? Michael, I forget his last name. Is it Eli? Michael Eli, the fine one from Barbershop? Girl, when he had the cornrows, I was ready to braid his hair. Oh, my God, with that bandana around his head, it was real, like, yeah. Real, yeah, thuggish. If it's some thuggish, ruggish stuff, it's like, okay, you know?
Yeah, like, yeah.
Care your hair.
At one point, I was like, I don't like brothers with hair. Like, I was like, men shouldn't have hair. But then, as I've grown and matured, I can dig it. I dig the braids. Daniel got braids. Daniel got braids. So I can dig the braids. Even hair, you know, like I dig the hair. It just seems like the brothers that are in my world as of late has long hair. And it's like, okay, well, I dig that person. So I dig the hair too. So I'm not mad at that.
Can we shout out to Daniel for still rocking the braids?
Peace to Daniel rocking the braids. I can dig it. What about the brothers with the fade? Like the short haircut, the faded in the back, tapered waves, wearing a do-rag to bed. Like, what's your thought?
I love it. Shit. Yeah, that's the one. My favorite thing to do, and honestly, a dude could pull off any look if everything go right. But the fade, I feel like that's just, you know, the most popular. And when they got their waves on swim, it's just like, man, I just want to rub my fingers on your scalp and massage it. Like, let me massage your scalp. That's just how I feel.
I can do that.
Especially when they go get their stuff done and they get their haircuts on schedule. And it's just like, oof, that fresh cut is something else.
I can dig it. I dig the fresh cut too. Even women, you know, when we get our eyebrows done, when we get our shit arched or waxed or whatever, tweeze, whatever you do, you feel like a whole new person. And you be like, somebody got to see me.
Oh, for
and
sure.
I think that's the same thing with men, especially with that type of hairstyle. Like when they go to the blade and spend all day long at the barbershop.
All day.
For this cut. And they come, you know, they coming home. And they like, somebody gotta see me. And I dig that.
I feel it too.
Okay, what about the faded? So they faded up. They faded up in the back, but they got the curly joint at the top.
Oh yes, I like that too.
You dig that?
One of my cup of teas. You know, that's what he does with his hair. I'm just like,
okay.
I like the curls.
I like how you say it. One of my cup of teas.
You know what I'm saying? I'm like, okay, daddy. That's real pretty boy too, dude. Like, you know, it's just, you know, dapper. Especially when them curls real moisturized. It's just like, wow.
That part. I agree. What about the brothers who got, like, they just have their shit, like, they got that real good, fine, grade of hair, and it's just curly. What are your thoughts about that? And they usually light-skinned. I don't really see no brown-skinned, dark-skinned brothers. They usually the light-skinned ones with the curly joints. But they do got the brown skins and the dark ones that yeah. be mixed with something else, and they, you know, they got the hair looking right and fine. But what are your thoughts on that?
I like that, too. I'm just picturing different people who I've encountered in my life with these hairstyles. And it's just like, yeah, I was feeling that hairstyle, too, because it was on him. It has a lot to do with who the hair is on.
Exactly. I agree. And I think because when I do what her hair do with men, and they be like, what are your thoughts? And I'd be like, well, it depends on who it's on. Like, that's kind of always my response. Like, I'd be like, it depends on who it's on.
Because some men can pull off everything.
I agree. What about the afro?
I like the afro.
Or maybe the webby joint, the webby fro.
Ooh, I don't know. Maybe webby throw it off for me. You know what I'm saying? I'm picturing webby.
Okay, well, just afro then. Just afro. What do you?
Oh, when I picture afros, I think of Colin Kaepernick. And I like how he maintains his afro, actually. Ooh, girl, he a good one for braids too. But I'm picturing real roll bounce era.
Okay, throwback joint.
The swag gotta be right for me to be like, yeah, you rocking that afro. With the afro, you really have to take care of your hair. Like, you can't. I don't want to see a dry afro. It's rounded. It's perfect. It's a comfort. It's nice. Like, everything. Like, yeah, you put time into that.
Yeah, you keep it shaped up and nice. All right, I could dig that. What are my thoughts on the afro? I really don't see the afro too much these days. I'm not opposed to it, though, because, like I said, if the brother, you know, is, yeah, and I really like him, then shit. I guess what I think about is webby. Webby fro. It's crazy because I think about Daniel, because when I first met Daniel, he had, like, this, like, it wasn't an afro, but it was, like, he had hair, like, the style that he would cut it, but it was, like, I guess, like, almost like a webby type joint, and I wasn't opposed to that.
He wasn't opposed to it because it was who it was.
True. Through that, back to what I said, it just depends on who it's on. I mean, I guess this kind of goes into the same category of like cornrow joints and having long hair, but the plaits, like, what are your thoughts on the plaits?
I love the plaits because Masego, he just rocks different styles with his hair, and I truly believe in my soul that we're gonna be together.
You do not want to be with Masego. I'm telling you, you don't want that nigga. You don't want them problems. You do not. That nigga's gonna annoy you.
I don't know.
He gonna annoy you.
Something about Masego, it just interests me. I just love his plaits, and when he braids his hair down like the little dookie braids we did in elementary, it's like, scrumptious.
Justin be having the plaits. I dig the plaits. I can dig the plaits.
Fresh neck, but she played like she from Virginia. Body from the bait, and she know the slang. Mouthpiece, codeine with a bunch of reefer. Been around town, but she keep sick. Wanna show you off, you a bad one. Rock it on my neck. You motivate me, you're just what I need. If they snap this, they gon' need a frame on deck. A Basquiat soul, you're painting love the best. I'm self rebellious when it comes to this.
What you even mean?
I don't wanna see your face no more. That you're on the dance floor. Oh, if you keep dancing like that, meet me at the jewelry store. I'm about to wipe you up.
Yeah, that's gonna pop.
Hey, yo, Bobby, put that back on. I think I just killed it. Masego done killed the game. Yeah, come on,
my stomach jumping like put a dip, jump a dip, flat that, sip a dip.
I'm like putting myself on the line, and I'm doing this because I feel like this is a vent session, and it is what it is. Like, I don't really care, like, where I am in my world at this point with men, it's like I'm back on this single type of thing. Like, at one point, like, I feel like since August, I've been in like this this fog of men, and honestly, like, it's really taking a toll on me. And because, you know, I'm like used to being single. I'm used to just being in my own world. I'm not used to having other people's energies in my world. And a lot of times people, without them intentionally doing it, they suck a lot out of you. And especially somebody like me who has anxiety, or what I call is the heebie-jeebies. Like, niggas really do give me the heebie-jeebies, and I don't say that in a negative way. Like, I say it in a way to where, because, you know, I don't, when I talk about anxiety, I don't feel like anxiety is a negative thing. I feel like anxiety, it could be a negative thing if you're fearful of something, but I feel like in my case, as far as anxiety, it's more like the excitement of what's happening. You know, like I feel like I get excited and I get anxious because I'm excited, you know? So like, if I really like somebody, I get excited, so I'm anxious. Or if I, you know, or if there's like some type of sexual type of thing, I get anxious, you know? So long to get to my point, like, I feel like I'm just like at a point to where I'm back to kind of feeling like myself, because it's been a long time, and I've just had like these moments since August of this year to where I've been entertaining, and I'll say that quote unquote entertaining men, and and I just hadn't been myself because I've been anxious for a long time. So yeah, I'm raw with it tonight. Like, I don't even really care, you know. So if people listen to this and they hear their name on this, then it is what it is. Cause
we got name dropping.
Name dropping for real. You know, I don't got no. I'm at a point in my world to where I'm not embarrassed or ashamed to say how I feel, you know? And in the past, I have been, you know, like, I have been that way, and I don't feel like that's healthy anymore.
No, it's not healthy. And damn right, you should. Girl, we name dropping. Because who's gonna do something?
Me? Peace to Messy Maya. And I'm on this Prosecco tonight, too. I got a glass of champagne. So yeah, I'm feeling all right. I'm detoxing from the herb right now, so peace to all the herbalists. So come January 1, though, I'm high out of my mind. Like, I'm not answering no New Year's text. I'm off the face of this earth on New
out
Year's
of there
at the record. We in matching gyms, big furs, big chains, thugs passing gin, dark skin tattoos, he all masculine, love his kisses, he be getting all passionate. He what I want, he what I need. He the nigga that may take me out the league. That's what I thought, and then he fucked around and creeped. Went to Miami and I got another freak. Oh,
well, I'm over here on this lemon ginger tea.
Which is the shit, by the way.
Yeah, you know, I diced some fresh ginger in it, sweetened it with some honey, so.
I'm drinking hot tea, bitch.
Girl, when I was making my tea, all I heard was Lil Wayne. I'm drinking hot tea, bitch. And I'm like, yeah, yeah.
I hit Brandy, the greatest friend that I've ever had. Peace and love to Brandy. I hit Brandy and I was like, Brandy, send me some hairstyles, some men's hairstyles. So that I could do a What Her... No, actually, how the conversation was going, she had watched the last episode of What Her Hair Do with Dante and D-Lo, and she was like, that episode, I gotta be honest, like, that episode, I was nervous, because they was really Dante, like, he was really raw with it, and I never want to offend women, I never want to offend anybody, so it had got to the point to where, in that interview, I was like, damn, like, I was like, I might have to rethink this type of icebreaker, because you may get people who have these certain responses and it feels like it's really judgmental toward women. And I don't want the feminists at my neck. I don't want them at my neck behind this icebreaker. So Brandy was like, well, she was like, at the end of the day, Chaz is like, it's honest. You know, and she's like, and you handle it well, you know, based on their responses. And she was like, and at the end of the day, she was like, do what his hair do. And I was like, that's funny, because I thought I had actually put in my notes like months ago some hairstyles to do a what his hair do. And so it was just in alignment with what we were talking about. And so she sent me some hairstyles. So One, so she said Afro, she said the sumo wrestler ponytail thing. She was like the ASAP Rocky joint, or you could, what's the guy that passed away? Pop Smoke?
Yeah.
That type of thing. She said the plaits, she said the perm relaxer, like Prince and Cat Williams. So what are your thoughts on like a perm? You don't really see that these days, but if you were to see a brother with the perm, what is your thoughts? With the flip joint, they got the perm with the ends flip.
I'm not feeling that.
So tell me what you think about that person's personality.
I'm picturing, you see, when I picture hairstyles, you know, my mind goes to certain eras. So the perm, I'm thinking real 5 heartbeats. And if your swag not on JT, then we don't need to talk. I don't know. When it comes to the perm, your whole demeanor just got to be real different. Like, she mentioned Prince. Prince was so sexy, and it was like...
Prince was androgynous. Would you have dated a brother like Prince? I can't date a brother like Prince. It's like too on the fence. I would be worried.
The eyeliner, you know, everything was a bit much to heels. I don't know, because if my man heels clicking while mine's clicking, I don't really know. I'm a feel about it. But it's just something about Prince eyes that just really convinced me, like, yeah, you a man. Like, he got that look, okay, where, well, he looked deep in your soul.
If you
see that
in your brother, then hey, then that's cool. If you confident in it, then that's cool.
Oh, but no, I'm good on that. Nobody, there's never going to be another Prince, so we good. I'm so good on the perm. Because I walked away from perms, so, you know, we got to do what's healthy.
I don't know. I that's one of those hairstyles that I don't really see on men these days, you know, so I really can't say,
you know. No, that ain't for us, because even Cat Williams is kind of just like my mama actually used to give me that hairstyle with the hair flipped up, and I didn't like it then, so
I didn't like that shit for myself. I think that's it though. Like, I really as we go on and we continue to do What Is Hairdo with women that are on the podcast, I guess we'll come up with more hairstyles and kind of see what's really good with it. But I feel like I'm pleased with this episode of What Is Hairdo, and I really appreciate you, Maya, for joining me and doing this with me. It's really fun. Oh,